You're listening to Fab Wives Unfiltered, a Fab Wives podcast hosted by Lady E, where we discuss the real and raw facts of the Fab Wife life, because it's not all glitz and glam, but we make it look fabulous. What's going on, Fab Wives? It's your girl, Lady E. I'm so excited to be here again today. I got my Fab Wife to the left of me, Miss Tish. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all.
I got my fab wife to the right of me, Miss Dolores.
Hey, girl, hey.
And I got the CEO founder, my girl, from way back in the day.
Hey, Erica.
Miss Rhea, hey, girl. And again, Lady E, and today, we'll be talking about sex again, because, you know, we like that topic.
Yes, we do.
So necessary.
Basically, we're talking about how, you know, do you use sex as a weapon, you know? Do you ever, you know, just roll over in bed and just say, all right, boo, I guess. Even when you're frustrated and you don't feel like it, you know, can we elaborate on that? Who does that? I know there's some people out here that do it, because we heard there are some that, you know, when you're frustrated, mad at him, you still roll over and be like, okay.
I aspire to be like the woman who
can do
rolls
that.
Over every time her husband says, what's up? I need to talk to you, girl. Call me DeLauren.Everett@gmail.com. Like, let's talk, because I aspire to be more like you. I really have a problem with that, and I think we talked about this in another podcast. I'll try to be conscious of how many days I let go by, but some weeks it just doesn't always happen the way I plan for it or really intentionally want it to be.
Right.
I don't want to go a couple days, but it just does. Some days I'm tired. Some days I'm irritated. I'm irritated that there's sinks and dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
I'm irritated that the floor ain't been vacuumed in forever. I'm
yes.
irritated that the bath, my son's
oh
bathroom
my
smells
gosh.
Like pee, and I'm the only one that smells
yes.
it.
Oh,
I'm
you,
just like,
can you please preach, Laura?
I'm
can
just
you say,
like, can you smell it?
Can you
right.
call it
nobody
out.
Smells this
yes.
but me.
And I'm supposed to roll over
right.
after all this?
After
what
all
I had
that.
To do?
So, I mean, you know, my husband's amazing and he deserves it, even though I feel this way. He totally deserves it. But I'm in my feelings sometimes and I act a little petty. And so I just am like, no, I don't want to tonight and I don't feel like it tonight. You know, so, but that's not right. We're not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to be better than that. And we are supposed to, there really should be a common ground. But in real life, in my real life, no, I don't. And I want to, but I don't. And I really don't even know how I could ever get there.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It seems
pathway.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody call us and tell us. I wish this was a radio station so people could dial in and tell us.
1-800.
Like, no, really. 1-800-FABWIVES.
Let us know.
Let us know. Because I have not succeeded in that area. My poor husband. I don't know. What y'all think? What are y'all's opinions?
I agree with you. That is something that I just aspire to do, to be DeLauren. Like, you know, to get that tap on the shoulder at 1 a.m. or 3:00 p.m. and just be ready to go. I would love
yes.
to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, that is not who I am.
Right.
I really want to be, I swear. And every day I'm trying to make a conscious effort. All right. It's been about X amount of days since, you know, we've been intimate. So, all right, Tish, you need to be mindful of this,
right.
you know, just to try to be mindful of it. But there are days where, you know, like you said, if you've had a long day, if, you know, you're the only one that's cleaning the urine off of the toilet, don't exactly make you
right.
incredibly, you know,
sexy
and feeling desirable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I was just on my knees scrubbing the toilet, getting urine off from
mm-hmm.
your homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't,
yeah.
I'm not feeling,
right.
I'm not feeling,
oh,
you know,
I'm
sexy right now.
Right.
You know,
I'm mad.
I'm mad
right.
that I know
right.
you saw this.
Right.
And
smelled
really
it.
And
definitely.
That was me.
I really
you
left
know,
it for me.
And you left it, like, but, you know, this is, but I have a duty. And I think that's really what it is. It's like,
oh,
you know,
goodness.
I think sometimes for women, when you talk about, you know, sex or intimacy, sometimes it begins, and sometimes even for men, it can begin to feel like a chore.
Yeah.
It's something that's on your to-do list,
yeah.
you know, to kind of check off versus
yeah.
having that just inherent, you know, ooh, yes.
Let's do this.
Oh,
it does.
You know,
yeah.
without even having to say it, you know, you can just look. Sometimes it becomes like another job, and that's not what you want.
No.
You know, that's not what
it's
I want.
Not.
And I felt
yeah.
that way,
right.
you know, before
yeah,
it's like,
right.
oh, God, okay, it's Tuesday, we ain't did it since last Tuesday, maybe, all right, we need to do it about 4 o'clock, then, you know, we got this then, and maybe we can hit again at like 10, we'll get back home. You know, it's like, you don't want to feel like it's just something, obligation, and something that's on your to-do list, but, you know, a lot of, you know, working people, you know, wives that have, you know, families and, you know, other responsibilities, sometimes that's the only way you can really get it in. You know, but I definitely aspire to be that chick that can just get that tap on the shoulder and like, just roll over and will never, ever deny my husband, you know, because it kind of makes you wonder, okay, if I don't do that.
Right.
You know,
then what's next?
Is he wondering?
Right. We always hear that.
You know?
Oh, there's somebody else who will.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You need to be glad I'm not in this bed.
Right.
Please.
Yeah. Bye.
Like,
like he would never, he would ever say anything like
that. Yeah.
But, you know, but I get the sentiment is, you know, this is your husband. You know, he agreed and wife as well. You know, it could be, you know, wife that always wants it and her husband does it, you know, but, you know, you all agreed together to love each other, to support each other, to, you know, and sex is a major part of that.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, it's like you said, we talk about love languages.
Yeah.
You know, so that might be, you know, your love language. And if that is, you know, that's something that, you know, it is your duty. It is your obligation, you know, to provide that so that he would have no desire, you know, to want to look outside of, you know, the marriage. And that's something that's in my head. It's like, okay, God, I don't want my husband, you know, to cheat on me. It doesn't make it right. You know, like you said, the act doesn't make it right, you know, but what am I doing? You know, am I doing all that I can do? Are those times, or, you know, are there those days where, you know, I really could have said, but, you know, I just said no.
Yeah.
Or I really could have initiated.
Right.
But, you know, I'd rather watch Netflix and chill, like legit.
For real,
like Netflix
literally.
And chill.
Like,
you know, hey babe, let's watch, you know, this full series of Crown and, you know,
I'll be sleeping
and go to sleep.
30 minutes.
You know,
oh,
or Luke Cage, you know, we just watched Luke Cage and, you know, we can go to sleep right after this. Woo! You know, but, you know, I think you just have to really be mindful of it.
Sex is emotional for women, period.
It is.
And I honestly think that, you know, if we're going on an emotional roller coaster, just like all the things that you mentioned, if I'm on the low of the roller coaster and I'm not giving it up, then maybe that's not, I mean, it's not healthy for the marriage. But if we're emotional and it's emotional for us, then that means that we're not looking at it as just an act or just a chore.
Correct.
So maybe you should figure out how to put those emotions back in me. But I don't know.
Emotions. Good old H-Town. Was that H-Town?
Emotional.
So it's hard. It's hard to roll over. And then if you know we had a big blow up, and then you tap it on, I'm like, all
right,
so we gonna talk about it now? Cause it's not to use it as a weapon, but it's like, wait a minute, are we gonna find some resolve before you want to get back to the loving? Like, because I can't look at you in your eyes and be, oh, I love you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really mad right now. Like, we have to work through some things.
I'm
so
hot.
And sometimes it feels a little bit like offensive.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so you think that, so what, you think we just gonna get back to the loving? Like, so everything that I just said that you ignored don't matter? Like, it feels offensive.
Yeah, I get that.
And maybe,
so now I'm silly.
Right.
And you missed her.
Right.
And you just go back.
You do your business.
Okay.
You do your business.
Some days it just feels like he's just doing his business on me.
Though, Rhea, for real, like, just kind of piggybacking on what you just said, I feel like if it's been a couple, men need sex. That's how they feel valued. That's how they feel important.
Yep.
They need to have sex. I get it.
Yep.
But when it's been, are we the only ones who were conscious of it in the sense that it's been a few days? I need to have sex with my husband because it's been a few days. Like, what are they thinking is what I want to know. What are you thinking after it's been a few days? Because I need you to check in with me.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been a few days, we could talk about it. Babe, we haven't had sex in a couple days. You good? Because probably it's because I'm not.
I know, right?
Or I'm not, we're not aligned. Like, when we're good and it's popping. Yeah. But when we're not aligned and we're not on the same page, it's that's probably why I'm not, like, that excited to do it. Right. And that's, I feel like that's kind of where you were going, Rhea. Yeah, and so when it's been 3 days, am I the only one really thinking about it? Or...
I think you are.
Emotionally.
My husband just walks around grumpy. Like, mad. You mad at me? Like, I was mad.
Right.
How did this switch up?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And, like, honestly, I have sleep anxiety, just to be honest with you. What I mean by that is, you know, when it gets late at night and I'm on my couch, I'm like, oh, no, can't go to bed. Because if I get my tail in that bed, I'm going to sleep.
Right.
He's going to come back, and he's going to be hot because I'm asleep. So I have sleep anxiety.
So funny.
It's true.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I diagnose myself with sleep anxiety to the point where, you know, when he comes home, I get up like, oh, okay, I'm not asleep.
Right.
Meanwhile, we have this thing that says, oh, I see the fog in your eyes. And he's like, you're foggy.
That's so funny.
Needless to say.
No.
There's so much fog in your eyes. I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm that dead tired. Yeah. But it goes back to where you're like, wow, I have to have sleep anxiety because I want to have sex with my husband, but I am super tired.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You know?
Do you guys ever think about and wonder why is it though? Why is it that men seem to be the ones that are always really ready to have sex? Like, they're never super tired. Like, what is it, you know, versus women? Like, they're never tired. Like,
they're never tired. They're always ready.
We kind of talked about this on one of the other podcasts. You know, I think it goes back to is what a woman does in a day versus what a man does in a day. Mm-hmm. How much time am I spending with the children, with cleaning, with cooking,
mentally
with,
about
you know,
stuff.
Working on, you know, work projects or whatever, mentally thinking about what I got to do the next day.
Yep.
You know, to the point where sometimes you just get super drained. You know, I have that conversation with my husband, like, you know, look, if we get to a point where we have, you know, more than one kid, or hey, even with one kid, you know, it's like, hey, I think we need to be open to getting a housekeeper.
Absolutely.
You know, 2 times a month or whatever, so that helps. Something can come off of my plate so that I have more time to deal.
There's
you know,
the compromise.
And doing those types of things because, you know, like you said, sometimes you just dog talk. You just don't have it. You know, and sometimes it's hard just to accept that tap and just be able to roll over and say, all right, babe, you know, you want to.
You really want to,
but physically, I ain't got it.
Yeah.
So we have a monthly segment on our blog called Inside the Man Cave, Damian Johnson.
He's like
the most articulate. I mean, he kills it.
Yeah,
so
he does.
One month he wrote about, like, I think it was the 4 things your husband wished you knew about him. And number one was your husband needs his alone time. So he needs to be able to come home from work, you know,
decompress,
get his thought together. So I was like, you know, oh, wow, thanks for sharing that. Because, I mean, I'm learning so much from him. So I'm like, thanks for sharing that. About 1 week, I let him get his alone time. And I let him come home and decompress. And then I was frustrated the second week. I'm letting you decompress. I'm giving you your alone time. But just because you're a man, I could say I'm an only child. I need my alone time. I do need my alone time.
Right.
We all need our alone time.
Right.
I'm grateful that he shared it. And I feel like, yes, men do need their alone time, but so do we. So where do we find the balance? And, you know, and it's not to say that he doesn't help because he does. But there's a time frame that's hectic, and I need you in that. I need you in that time zone, because if you're not, that's going to shape my whole night, and it's not going to go well
for you. I'm going
to
be frustrated.
But that kind of goes back to, you know, almost kind of like seem like there's certain roles.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to admit it,
but,
you know, it's for the children, it's always going to be the wife, and I'm realizing it more and more now.
Yep.
I am the primary caregiver.
Yeah.
For my child.
Yeah.
You know, granted, I have my husband and he's there and he's supportive and he's my rock and all that other kind of stuff. But when I kind of look at what I'm doing versus what he may be doing, you know, when it comes to like interaction, I'm a little bit greater.
Yeah.
You know, but he picks up slack where he can. But the things that take a lot of energy, you know, where it's like working with your children and being with your children, that those hectic times, kind of like you talk about when you're getting home from work and you got schoolwork, you got to cook, you got to prep for tomorrow, you got to pack lunches, you know, that could be be draining.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you get your kids down and bathed and in the bed and school clothes ironed or whatever, okay, it's about 11.
It's a,
you know,
it's a good
o'clock,
hour and a half.
You know,
of why? Mm-hmm. Why?
Like, what?
You know, how did this just, how did, like, after the hour and a half to 2 hours is over, you're like, how did you, like, am I the chosen one? Like, how did you, like, how did you enable me to have such talents to pull
right
all and then that? let your husband be like playing a video game.
Oh no,
or
don't play.
You're you or, know, you're or, chilling or having phone. A drink. Now again, like you said, if it's like 2 days, you know, after a week, okay, these are my 2 days. I take Monday and Wednesday. You know, you take Thursday and Friday, and thus, you know, you get your alone time. I feel like there's a balance, but those are things, conversations that need to be had versus it's seven, like you said, it's 7 days in a week, Rhea, and all right, all these 7 days, I'm doing all this, and you're having your alone time. I think as women, as wives, as mothers, you know, we have to expect our spouses to understand, you know, hey, my alone time is just as valuable as your alone time. My time away is just as needed as your time away, you know, so that I can regroup, that I can have some peace, so that I can do something that finds me joy and comfort and peace that has nothing to do with you or our children. I think we owe that to ourselves and our spouses. We owe that to our spouses, you know, and those are conversations that need to be had so that you can continue to build strong marriage, because if you're always resenting that person because that's all they do, is
it will build up.
It's going to build up.
It will build up.
It's
going to
build up.
Okay, so knowing that we both need our alone time, I'll tell you one thing that we started to do that has helped out tremendously was something called Your Day, My Day. So basically, using me as an example, it's a lot going on during the week, but I have my one day out of the week where I have no obligation. I'm basically carefree and able to do whatever I want to do. So on Thursdays, I don't have to take the kids to school. I don't have to pick them up from school. I don't have to do any activities. I don't have to worry about dinner, cooking, nothing. So Travis will pick the kids up, and that's my day where it's just all about what I want to do. So if I want to go to the gym, I go to the gym. If I want to, usually what I do is I go and get my eyebrows done, and I go right across the street and go to this restaurant called Sullivan's. I literally sit at the bar by myself. I journal. I think of new ideas for Fab Wives. I am just decompressing. I'm eating my cheesesteak roll, so I'm not thinking about my diet. I have a good martini that day. And it's just that one day all to myself to just really, like, recharge. And I don't have a care in the world. If I want to come back home and I want to get back into the swing of things, sometimes, honestly, I've done that too. I don't recommend doing that, especially if you're just starting this, because it's hard to kind of take a step back and refocus, because we're always thinking so much about the kids and our husbands. But you really do need that day to yourself. So I would say initially, when you're just starting to get used to, you know, spending that time alone and spending that time to yourself, don't rush back home to the kids. But now there's some times where I'm good and I've spent a whole day to myself and I'm like, you know what, let me go ahead and knock this out at the house so that we can have this done on Friday, or so that we could prepare for a better weekend, so that I'm not in the house cleaning all weekend, or we're not in the house cleaning all weekend. So I definitely feel that each person needs their alone time. Travis has his day, and you know, some days he may sit at the barbershop for a little longer than he normally would. Some days he works a little later and gets some things done so he can have an easier week. Some days he'll go out and have a drink after work with the coworkers, or he'll go to like a live after five or something like that. So I think that time alone is imperative for both the husband and wife, for both spouses. And I definitely feel what Damian Johnson is saying. Like, men really need that. And I think that they probably need it more frequently than we do, because we're just built differently.
Yeah.
So, like, two things that I'm thinking over here. Brandon also wants his alone time. And I have to give Brandon credit where credit is due. He he will take care of Noah and do anything that needs to be done for Noah. Mm-hmm. He will make sure he's bathed. He will get him ready for bed. He will make sure I cook generally, but mm-hmm. he's hands on when it comes to our son. Give him the utmost credit with that. But it's like once Noah goes down, then it's like, okay, he needs his alone time. And he's verbally expressed that to me. Like, I just need some time. I want to wind down and I want to watch TV. In my mind, I'm like, okay, the dishes still need to be done. The laundry still needs to be done. The bathrooms haven't been cleaned, so I'm probably mm-hmm. going to do that tonight. And that's where I get frustrated. Right. And so for me, it's no winding down. I don't get to wind down because I have all of these other things that I have to do that won't get done unless I say something. And my husband, as sweet as he is, he doesn't get bothered by much. So
wait, I'm gonna have to play devil's advocate. What was you doing that whole time when he was putting Noah down? Because this sounds like the sounds like what I'm aspiring.
No. Listen, I house. Generally put Noah wait down. A minute. I put Noah down. But if I ask him to like
goals. How you get this done?
But listen, Noah is asking for mommy to put him down.
Yeah.
So
that is the thing about
every
kids.
Night I say, yeah. Noah, do you want mommy or daddy to put you down? Hoping he's gonna say daddy. He says mommy. So I'm the one putting him down, which is fine. You know, and there are days that I'm just like, yo, I can't do it, mm-hmm. and you need to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by he will gladly do it. It's not, and he's like, every night we put him in the bed, Brandon is there, we say our prayers together. Like, I don't have to call him up to do none of that. Yeah. He does it with me. And then if I'm like, your turn, I can't do it tonight, he'll gladly do it. So, but when it comes to the time that he needs, that's the time where I'm like, well, okay, there's a ton of stuff we got to do. And then by the time I'm done with that, I'm in the bed. He's still watching TV. And I'm like, good night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So then when he comes to bed at midnight, I'm like, yo, I've been asleep for at least an hour.
Over.
Yeah. Over like, now. Right. Exactly. Like, you knew I was the one in bed when I jumped in the shower. Yeah. So, you know, it was that show that good? I don't know.
We
you
got
know,
a
DVR. Choice.
But I still want to be that wife that will roll over, and I think that there's a happy medium. And Brandon is really good. Like, once we talk about stuff, he'll incorporate the things that we both agree need to be changed, but then we seem to get back in that pattern again. Like, just a month later or a couple weeks later, we get back in that pattern again. And there are times I want him to be like, it's been a couple days. What's up? Are you good? Like, you know, right? He doesn't really do that. So if I feel like I'm the one that's making it a chore to figure out, like, how do I, you know, I guess I gotta, you know, make this happen tonight if it's gonna happen. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know that he really needs it, wants it. Like, mm-hmm. if I said, babe, what's up? He's gonna come running.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And there's not going to be any question at all, but I don't know. Maybe I need him sometimes, and I don't know about other wives, but sometimes I might need, it's been a couple days, like, hey, are you good?
Yeah.
Like, or
no,
do we need to talk through some stuff?
Yep. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, okay, this is my other point. Rhea, so the last time we got together and we were talking about scheduling sex, you talked about prepping Travis, like,
anticipation.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and so I have been making myself do that. Like, I'll send a text, okay, like, what's up? I
you
need some of that tonight.
You gotta go through with it.
Right? You didn't get
right?
All,
right?
Okay.
So right.
Look, don't let your day, like, halfway through, right, like, go completely downhill.
Right.
And
yeah,
you would talk
right
to all this mess. Yeah, it's like, damn, I gotta back this
right
up.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. That one day that threw everything off.
Like, before noon, everything was good. At
right
noon, everything took a dive, and now I still gotta deliver.
Right. But you know what? I did that yesterday. I sent him a text and I was like, what's up with that tonight? You know? And he was like, yeah. And so my butt tried to be tired, but he was like, what's up? And I was like, what's that? What's up? Let's do this. Let's do this. He didn't know, babe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. But he didn't know. But, you know, but that held me accountable.
Yes.
To do
yes.
Exactly. Yes. And so I've done that a couple of times. Like, when I know it's getting to a point where I'm like, all right, DeLauren, it's been a couple of days. Like, go ahead and send that text, or go ahead and say something to him. Like, walk by, like, what's up tonight? You know?
Yeah.
And he loves that. So I'm just trying to be better in any way I can. And if somebody has some advice, please just shoot me an email.
Tweet us.
Yeah, exactly.
We
all struggle with that. Right? Is that what we're ending with? We're just struggling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's always good.
We have
that's
good
our
intentions.
Aspirations.
Yeah.
We're aspiring to be that rollover chick.
Yes.
That rollover wife.
roll over.
I aspire to be that person.
Tap me on my shoulder.
I recognize my strengths and my weaknesses.
Big up to the rollover chair.
Yes. Big up.
Big up. You the real MVP.
You the real MVP. You are a real fab wife.
You the real MVW.
Yes. Inspirations. Yes, and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody else too, man. It's been fun, man. Woo! Be sure to subscribe to the Fab Wives Unfiltered podcast on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for us, ladies. Don't forget to also follow us across all social media at Fab Wives, and definitely visit us at fabwives.com for resources, episode notes, and more. And until next time, be